Hey, everyone, welcome back to Affinity Streaming Podcast. I'm Contrell. Joined as always, Charlie, Sarah,
Riley. You can do it.
Riley,
wow,
how are you guys?
Wow.
I was about to say Rachel for some reason.
What? Riley.
How are you guys doing? Everybody good?
I'm good. And you? Right. Are you okay?
I'm great.
Yeah.
You guys get me flustered. All right. Today's movie is called Killers of the Flower Moon 2023. It is 3 hours and 26 minutes. Pretty short.
Yeah, short.
Rated R. And spoilers are ahead if you have not seen this movie. But first, guys, please give us a subscribe, follow, like. We are on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We are at Extremity.
Affinity streaming
podcast. Extremity.
Words are great.
Yeah. All right. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, directed by Martin Scorsese, based on a nonfiction book by the same name, written by David Grann. It's currently streaming on Apple TV Plus. 93 critics, 84 audience, 7.0. On Film Affinity.
And 10 Oscar nominations.
10 Academy Award nominations. I was
doing my notes. Ah, sorry.
Okay. Riley, go ahead. Start us off.
I thought it was a really good movie. I completely understand why it has all the Oscar nominations it does. I feel like that's always what they're looking for. Like, kind of real, slightly depressing movie. Bunch of good acting. It was just, like, slow. I know it's, like, the Southern way, and it's in the 20s, and I get it, but it was slow. And I ended up, like, watching the end of the movie at, like, 1.4 speed, and I felt like they were speaking completely normal. So I liked it a lot. I thought it was good. It was really depressing, obviously, but all the parts of it were good. It was just slow for me. That was my downside.
It was long. The slowness, it was okay because it's like, yeah, you want to like, I mean, the point was like for the audience to feel like how the rhythm was living or something. Yeah. But I feel like you could like explain the same story in 2.5. I don't know. Like there were like times that I thought like the scenes were slightly too long. I felt like the way there were some parts that they weren't like very important for the story, like they were like too long. I don't know. Like I just felt like it. And I also wanna remark the acting of my Leo DiCaprio.
He was amazing.
He was good, actually. So good. Like with the accent, the way he talks, like even his voice, I was like, is his voice? What the heck? Like also, like, I don't know, the photography also was, I think, was also very good. I enjoy it. And I enjoy it a lot. There is, like, a true story. And I feel like as I read some things, there was, like, pretty, like, they were loyal to the book and the events that happened. So very sad, actually, that it was like this in 1920s. But
I mean, old white men suck.
Okay, but yeah, a great, great story to tell.
I thought it was really well done. I enjoyed it. I think it did feel very long. I don't know.
It felt so long.
But as I was like thinking, because it's like long movies don't really bother me. Like, but like, because we can compare it to like Oppenheimer, which is also very long.
Yeah, but
I didn't
enjoy
feel
it exactly.
But I think I don't know. Yeah, this is also like a Western, so Westerns are typically slow,
drawn
out, and so maybe that's what they're doing. I mean, there's a lot of build-up. But I think like the peak isn't that high of a peak. It's just kind of like a general trend.
Yeah, the best part of the movie is like the last 45 minutes, like for me, like when all the resolution happens, and well, yeah. Also, like Brendan Fraser got like what 10 lines. I think he was great. Like he was very committed to those, you know, to those lines.
The whale himself.
Yeah, he got up into this movie.
Yeah, I was like, look at him. We know him.
Well, I had the opposite. I thought it flew by. I was like really engaged
You know, like the first like 40 minutes just like flew by, and I was like, holy shit, it's already been 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I checked again, and I was like, holy shit, it's only been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some like in like parts of
I was engaged because I didn't know anything about the story, so I didn't know who was the good guy, who was the bad guy. Like, was Leo in on it? Like,
Robert De Niro does a great job looking like he is a good guy.
Yes.
And it's just, and then it's like somewhere in the middle where he starts dropping things like, oh yeah, well, I mean, like, they gotta go. You know?
Yeah,
they're my friends, but you know.
I mean, as soon as I saw his character, I was like, he's got to be the evil guy. And then he was like being so good. I'm like, is he not? I feel like he has to be. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah, I kept waiting at some point. I thought Leo would like say this is enough and like fight.
I was really kind of mad he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was mad that his wife was still like, oh, it's okay when she knew.
Right? I was like, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to bring you home.
At some point, she knew.
She didn't know until that's the point of the very end.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I know, but it feels like
she knows.
You should, like, she looked intelligent. She, like, could, like, suspect something, or maybe, like, in the dialogue or, like, the scenes, make us feel like that she knew something, even if it wasn't confirmed.
Well, she does know something, but she trusted him.
But, yeah, but I don't know. Wouldn't you, like, I don't know.
Do you think he knew what was in the medicine?
He knew.
They told him to add it.
Well, so at first it was
to slow her down.
At first it was just the insulin, but then he was adding something to slow her down. But do you think he like realized that it was making her a million times worse?
No, I think it was always in the insulin.
If he wasn't, he was dumb because everybody else's wife was dying the same exact way.
But they weren't. Yeah. She was the only one that had the insulin.
I know, but they were still like all being poisoned.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't know. I just like thought that it didn't make any sense if he was like.
I think
he loved her that much. Why is he injecting her with this? Like
he knew.
He's dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
he's dumb, and he knew that he was doing something wrong because when then they provide that the medicine and that thing, he was like very like, okay, if my uncle is saying that, I will believe that. But he knew that something was wrong,
and
he was very hesitant in
stupid.
The first shot, and he just kept doing that because of the family.
Yeah.
You know,
but
he was dumb enough to follow that, but he knew like instinctively that it was off.
Yeah, but I think that's also part of the movie too. They do like the people who are doing it, they just believe that's the right thing to do.
Correct.
In them. Like Robert De Niro's character is just like, well, I mean, it's time for them to go. I'm best friends. Like even from jail, he's writing to them like he's best friends with them. And like all the characters are just like, well, I mean, their time's up. We're just helping them out.
They never thought they were doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Same thing happens today, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and also like all the like, how is the insurance people? Like, it made no sense to me. The guy's like, oh, he just took out a $30,000 fire insurance policy, and his farm's on fire. Like 3 days later, like
that was a year ago.
How is okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
even so. And I was just like, how? Like, how is this just, I don't know, was the 20s, like, the first time people were, like, scamming, like, this kind of stuff and people didn't know about it? Because, like, nowadays, like, that would be, like, caught in 5 seconds.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, even it would take a long time.
Well, there's some other scam going on right now that's not being caught. So
yeah,
just,
I know.
It
depends on the period of time.
Yeah.
Time period.
It was just infuriating.
So did you have a favorite scene, Sarah? Favorite moment? Favorite?
I was thinking about that and it was like, that's hard to pick. I think is that the trial when he confessed in front of everyone, he was like, yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it was like, just, I don't know, like everyone like thought like he was dumb enough to go on, like, just like go with the uncle's like conspiracy. And he decided to, you know, come clean.
But he had to be convinced again to come clean.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because everyone was pulling him to their side. So he was very confused. But at the end, I felt like doing the right thing because my Leo always did the right thing. even he went to jail. He didn't because
he was just
poisoned.
Trying to poison his wife.
He did poison.
He just killed a few people. He robbed a few people.
He killed a private investigator.
But eventually,
eventually,
he regretted and he was punished for that. He went to jail.
You think he was that dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he regretted
convinced.
It either. He just got caught, and so he had no choice. But
to
see his own family again, he turned his people in.
Yeah.
Favorite scene, Charlie?
I'd say like when like the house blew up, So I think that's when, like, Leo finally sees, like, oh, maybe it's
just, too much.
Yeah, maybe this is too much. Maybe what we're doing is actually wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, like, kill all these people in such, like, a brutal way.
Yeah.
And I guess I that's kind of what I like about the movie, too, is, like, they don't really, like, shy away from, like, the dead bodies. They just kind of, like, show them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even, like, the dead little girl was, like...
Yeah, they're just there, and, like, there's no, like... cutting away to like hide like the blood, they pick up the body and like the brains fall out. It's,
I know.
Like, it was terrible, and I think that really like brings it home, you know?
Yeah, it definitely hits it. I feel like there's nothing a favorite in the sense of like, oh, I like that so much, but two of the scenes that I thought were like really well acted were when he finds out that his daughter died. Like, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to like be that upset and not like overacted or something, but like I felt like his acting was really good there. And also when the doctors like found her so sick and they're like bringing her Molly to the hospital, like I don't know, I feel like acting with like her body convulsing and stuff, like and how sick she was, I don't know, I feel like that had to be hard. I just felt like those two moments like stood out to me as like they did a really good job.
Yeah, Molly was great, played by Lily
Gladstone.
Yeah. she was excellent in this movie. Yeah, I think with Sarah, my favorite scene was the courtroom stuff and maybe the John Lithgow interrogation.
Yeah.
When he was like, so did you escape? And he was like, no, I'm fucking sitting here with
you. Yeah.
I thought that was great. Charlie, favorite actor, character in this movie?
I guess Lily Gladstone. I thought she was great.
Yeah, she was great.
I wanted to say Molly too, but okay, I'm going to pick Leo. Ernest.
Shocking.
I'm sorry. Ah, okay.
Played by Ernest.
He was over there. So.
Yeah. All right, Riley.
I'm gonna go with Robert De Niro because he did a good job of being the good bad
he's
guy.
The next.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm gonna go with the FBI guy, Tom White, played by
I like
Jesse Plemons. He was Jesse Plemons. Yeah, he was great.
Plemons.
I love Jesse.
He's great.
We'll speak more about Jesse Plemons later.
Don't take my recommendation.
Probably too late then.
Oh, no.
Anything you've changed besides the length of the movie?
I'm torn on the ending. Like they threw it to a radio talk show, and
that was an odd choice.
I don't know how I feel about this. Like,
I don't like it.
I felt like West of the Wes Anderson.
It really did. It's literally what he was doing in the Asteroid City.
Yeah.
So I was like, what are you doing?
It felt so weird to me. It felt like out of place. Like I felt so invested in like part of their story and like living through it. And then like it brought me out of that. Like and I felt like it lost.
Yeah. I think the ending is much better where she just walks out of the room and that's the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a much better ending.
But explaining maybe in the book, we didn't read the book, but maybe in the book like has more sense like why they chose to do this ending.
I'm going to guess right now, and this was part of what I wanted to change, is that because those dudes didn't really face any justice, like, they were out in, like, 7 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And, like, just lived, like, the one guy lived to, like, 1986. Like, they were just, like, out and living life. So maybe because there wasn't, like, you know, the end of most movies was, like, he was sentenced to jail and he served his life in jail.
For...
And there was, like, nothing. So... I think that's why they, my guess.
Well, I mean, they didn't want to do, like, the typical, like, just text on the black screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I thought like, it was, like, even instead of, like, doing, like, the, because, Molly, like, died when she was 50, and Ernest, when, like, died, like, in 1986, he was, like, 96 years old. So, and maybe the time period, like, didn't, it was, like, that part that it was, like, kind of weird to show images, and also, I don't know, I felt like, it was a random choice, but it's okay.
Yeah, it was an interesting choice. I'll put it that way. Interesting choice.
Interesting.
All right. So, any idea for a sequel, prequel, spinoff, anything?
No
nothing.
Way.
Please don't.
We could do a Jesse Plemons FBI agent in the 20s spinoff, I think.
Oh, that could work.
Yeah.
They're chasing the...
Like the formation of the FBI with Jesse Plemons.
Okay. Well, he said it was like a Texas Ranger before
that.
So it could be his
Ranger.
Texas Ranger to FBI.
Yeah, so sweet. Nothing? No?
No.
I'm the only one? Okay.
That feels
maybe,
like
yeah. No, maybe they also.
It feels like a terrible idea.
View from this movie? I don't know. It's like, disrespectful to the source.
It could be. Like, but if they do it right, like a true detective type, serious Jesse Plemons FBI show.
I think, to me, just the whole concept of, like, oh, how do we make more money off this tragedy just sounds terrible to me. Like, I don't know.
So it sounds American to you.
you made the movie about the event, but then to try spinning it off and making more money off it just seems gross to me. You know?
If you say so. Okay. Let's recommend actors from this movie. Let's recommend some of their other works. You want to go first, Sarah?
I mean, I can recommend any Leo's movies, especially when he was younger. I don't know, because I feel like he's like a very well known now.
Leo who?
Leo.
Okay.
Everyone knows Leo, not okay. Leo Messi, the other one. They all the acts. Or I was thinking that maybe we can recommend Brendan for The Whale and then go to our podcast to listen our review.
That's a good idea. Go watch The Whale and then come back and listen to The Whale Review podcast. Charlie.
Do you recommend The Whale?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
It is a hard one.
It's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch, but that movie moves you, like, in a bad way, but it does. So, and I think he was stellar, so...
See, I found that movie overacted a lot.
Oh, no.
So I would have preferred that one if it was slower and low-key and everyone yelling at each other.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I liked it.
Anyway, Charlie.
Anyway, yeah, I like Jesse Plemons. I only really know him in Breaking Bad, though. I don't really... I know I've seen him in some other stuff, but I can't remember. I know I just saw him in something.
He's been in a lot lately.
I know, but I don't remember what I saw him in. I would recommend that because I liked him in whatever it was.
I'm going to recommend him in Friday Night Lights. If you've never seen Friday Night Lights.
No.
One of the greatest it's in the top 10. There's like
top
Smallville.
10, top 10
what?
Of everything?
A top 10 of all TV shows of all time. Like Smallville's number one,
no
obviously.
Way. No
but
way.
Somewhere between 2 and 10 is Friday Night Lights. Somewhere in there. So
well,
there
you
go.
Your top 10 at some point.
Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe that'll be behind the paywall. In my top
10. For our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, Patreon gets my top 10. Go ahead, Riley.
Well, I was guessing everyone was going to name Leo and Robert De Niro movies. So I was also going with Jesse Plemons. But I'm going way back when he was a kid to Like Mike. You remember that movie?
Yes. Was that Lil Bow Wow? Jesse Plemons was in that?
Yeah, he was a kid in it.
Wow.
He was like the main kid against him in it with the red hair.
I have to go back. We
have
to
go
do
back
Like
and
Mike
watch
on Rewind. Yeah.
No,
Mike. He finds a pair of old Jordans.
I know.
Like,
I saw
the story. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or it was probably in front of
those
VHS.
The kid that was in there.
As Jesse Plemons?
The kid.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mike,
wow.
I've never heard about this movie.
Learn something new every day.
2002 basketball movie that was just
it's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie.
He gets shoes that make him
makes
all right.
The end.
Let's do our shout outs of the week. I'll go first. Give you guys time to come up with yours,
I'm
but
ready.
I already have mine. Mine is to Rocco's Italian Sausage. Have you heard of Rocco's Italian
what?
Sausage? Rocco, it's a restaurant. It's a sandwich stand in front of the Home Depot. It's called Rocco's Italian
Home
Sausage.
Depot.
Which
yeah.
Home
there's
Depot?
There's only one in the U.S.,
there's
so it should be pretty easy to find.
In front of several Philadelphia Home Depots.
It's
there's
in front
at least three
of
I know of. There's a Rocco's.
When you say in front, is it like
just
in the
it's just in the parking lot, in
just
the front,
right
at the
right
entrance.
There. Like
of
people
Home
are trying
Depot.
To get in and they have to go through this.
No, they don't have to go through it, but there's an exit. Rocco's and an entrance at
that's
Home Depot.
That's actually funny you say that, because back in Scranton, there's a Home Depot with a sausage stand in front of it. It's
you're welcome.
The same thing. Oh
Rocco's Italian Sausage.
Wow.
Next
Do
time you're at Home
agreement?
Depot, go try it. Maybe. Who knows?
Wow.
But they have excellent cheesesteaks, breakfast sandwiches, everything.
It's like Target and Starbucks.
Rocco's
Home
Italian
Depot
Sausage.
Rocco's.
Philadelphia. Come on, you guys live in Philly. You should know this.
I don't go to Home Depot.
Hey, I'm newbie here.
All right.
It's been a few years.
All right. I know. I stopped.
Riley, shout out.
My shout out is Sarah made us a new Affinity streaming logo that looks awesome.
Oh,
so shouting out that new 2024 logo, nice and gold.
Forgot all about it.
Golden.
All right, nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah. Good job.
You're welcome. And the first appreciation link that I had.
Hey.
Like I'm telling to you, not to you.
I haven't seen it yet. So.
What the heck?
It's on the chat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's on the chat, YouTube channel. It's everywhere on our drive. It's everywhere.
I will look into that.
Okay. My shout out is because the snow is over. Thank you. I want warm, like hot, like weather.
It's warmer today.
It's warmer, so it's good. So thank God, because SEPTA goes crazy with the snow. So. Shout out to SEPTA too. Like, you can do better now.
Wow.
What? It was hard.
I understand.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No.
Is that a first for you, Charlie? Or?
My shout out is like shout out for Charlie not having a shout out.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. I don't know what movie we're doing yet. Did we decide?
I thought we decided.
I don't remember. Oh, we're doing Aquaman 2. Aquaman 2 next week. So please join us for that. Thanks for joining us for this one. For Riley, Tara, Charlie, I'm Control. We'll see you next time.
Good job.